my way, yeah, I'd lose my mind if I faced one day on my own. I know I was saved the night that she gave this drifter's heart a home. Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am. I never saved near enough. Thank God for this woman. Amen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Daddy
Daughter
Dance. My name's Tobin Walsh. I'm a top parenting blogger. You can check out my work at goodbaddad.com. But more importantly, the young lady to my right calls me Dad. She is my beautiful and talented 9-year-old daughter, Viviana. Say hi to the people, Vivi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so today's podcast is about a topic that's near and dear to my heart, maybe not so much Vivi's heart, the Super Bowl, which is coming up this Sunday. Vivi, what do you think?
Well, I might not watch it as much as my dad will, but yeah.
Oh, come on. Yes. So, wait, let me get you fired up. You need some music to really fire you up, right? Here yeah. We go. This will get you going. Tell me that doesn't fire you up. Still not excited?
I am.
Okay. So, tell me what you know about the Super Bowl. So, you're a 9-year-old girl. You're in fourth grade. What's a 9-year-old girl in fourth grade know about the Super Bowl?
I know who's playing.
You do know who's playing?
Uh-huh. I looked it up at school.
Oh, you looked it up. Okay, who's playing?
The Patriots and the Rams.
Okay, so where are the Rams from?
Honestly, I don't know.
Los Angeles. And the Patriots in New England.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm impressed. So did you do that because you knew you were going to talk about the Super Bowl today?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you know any players from either team?
Tom Brady.
You know Tom Brady?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you think of him?
He's good.
He's good?
Yeah.
I'd say he's pretty good. Uh-huh. I'd say he might be the best quarterback of all time.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who else? Who's the second best quarterback of all time?
Is Odell Beckham a quarterback?
No, he's a wide receiver. Well, let me save you. Might be Joe Montana. But you know,
okay,
that's
Joe
way
Montana.
Before you. Just say those guys are too old, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what a 9-year-old knows about the Super Bowl, huh? So you don't even know if you're going to watch the game?
I don't know. We usually go to someone's house for the Super Bowl, so we usually just play games there with
okay.
our friends.
But you don't care if you watch the game?
Nah.
Not really?
Not really.
Not really. Well, that's what I thought you'd say. Do you know any players from the Rams?
No.
Zero.
Zero.
Todd Gurley? No?
No.
Do you know that the Rams coach is only like 32 years old?
That's young.
He's young, right?
Yeah, most coaches are like 60.
Yeah, he looks young too. It's pretty impressive. So, okay, so you don't, so the game doesn't excite you like it excites me. But, you know, so why is the Super Bowl such a big deal, even to people that don't like football?
Because it's the end of the season game.
Yeah, but so other than football, though, have you heard people talk about the ads? The commercials?
No.
Never?
No. The no one talks about
Super Bowl commercials
Bowl
are like the companies plan all year to have ads in the Super Bowl because they know so many people watch the Super Bowl that the advertisements that air during the Super Bowl are not only really expensive, but they're some of the most known ads in the history of TV.
That's cool.
So even if you don't watch the football, like Mom, she loves to watch the commercials. You didn't know that?
No. Okay. I've never seen a commercial.
You don't remember any Super Bowl commercials? Ha. Well, good for you that you have somebody like me in your life. Right?
Yeah.
So
yes.
Here's what we do. So the game is number one. That should be number one because football is great to watch. But you don't care about football. So I'm going to try to impress you with the commercials, right? So the commercials over time have gotten better and better. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play you snips of a couple different commercials. And I want you to give me kind of a thumbs up or thumbs down. So we'll start with older ones. So you don't remember any commercials. You don't remember, if I say the Bud Bowl, you have no idea what that is.
No.
Okay. Well, let's go through it. I want you to tell me kind of thumbs up or thumbs down on what you think of it. Because keep in mind, it costs companies millions of dollars to put these ads up during Super Bowl. Millions, right?
That's crazy.
Crazy, right? All right, well, let's do this one. This is an old one, okay? You tell me what you think.
It's a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
So you've never seen that one?
No, it was funny.
Yeah. What did you think?
I liked it.
So describe what you saw. So it's three old ladies sitting around a table. Did you remember who it's for? Whose advertisement it was?
Patriots?
No, Wendy's.
Wendy's, yeah, Wendy's.
But that's one of the most iconic lines in TV commercials. What line was it?
What?
Where's the beef?
Yeah, where's the beef?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. The commercial, I think, is from 1984.
That's a long time ago.
Almost as old as me.
Really?
Yeah, that's why the sound quality is so poor. All right, check this out. Let's go to the next one. I like this commercial, but I can't believe you've never heard of this. Check it out.
The best part of this defense is their defensive line and their
Hello? Hey, who? What's up?
None, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. So about you?
None. Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What's up?
Yo, what's that?
Yo, you're picking the phone.
Hello?
What's that?
What's that? Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Duke. Yo.
What's that?
What's that? What's
that? Hold on.
What'd you think?
It was really funny. All they were saying was like, what's that?
But you've never heard of that before. Mm-mm. So this one was from 1999. So that's, I remember that as I was in high school, I suppose, or college. And that was a very, very famous ad. And just think of how simple it was. Crazy, right? All right, so this is another one I think you might like. So this one's from 2001, okay? Do you recognize who that is?
No.
You don't know Britney Spears?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's play it. Alright, so what'd you think of Britney's Pepsi ad from
I've watched that one.
2001.
I think I've watched this one.
You've watched this one?
Do
you realize what kind of a huge star Britney Spears was in the 2000s?
Really?
I mean, is she a star to you guys now?
Yeah.
You do recognize her?
I know what her name is, but like I don't know a lot of her songs.
Okay. Well, she back at this time, she was like the thing. So when this came out, this was a Pepsi ad, right? You know, we know Pepsi. So this was a huge, huge deal. So you can imagine if she's like the top star of that year, Pepsi spent a lot of resources to get this on this air, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of like, it looks like a music video, right?
Yeah, it does. Because she's singing a song and everyone's dancing to it.
Yeah, what do you think of it?
The dance moves are good. She was a good singer. Yeah. So I liked it.
Did you like that better than Where's the Beef?
No.
What? You like Where's the Beef better, huh?
Yeah, because it was funnier.
Okay. So you like funny?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. So so those are all old ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this year, when we watch the Super Bowl on Sunday, or you're with your friends on Sunday, they've actually leaked out a couple ads. So you can see actually what advertisers will be pitching to all of us at Super Bowl, okay? You want to see a couple of them?
Sure.
So I'll show you a couple of them. You just let me know sort of what you think and how they might be different from the other ones you saw, okay? So this is what will air on Sunday this week at Super Bowl. Got it?
Okay.
All right, let's check this one out.
Boys, welcome to the dog show where humans compete for the ultimate prize, avocados from Mexico.
They're healthy, delicious on everything, and always in season.
Looks like the dogs have settled in. They can almost sniff the bum of victory. That's a good sit.
a shake, and a stay.
Amazing food.
I'm sure he's making someone very proud right now.
We've got a winner.
Oh, the guac got to her. That'll land you in the penalty cone.
Avocados from Mexico.
That's funny.
You liked it? So it was avocados from Mexico. And there's a bunch of avocados from Mexico ads. I don't think we would have saw this 10 years ago.
Mm-mm.
Did you know avocados from Mexico were a big deal?
No.
Well, they must be if they're at the Super Bowl, right?
I know.
Crazy. Cool. Well, let's do this one, too. I actually really like this ad. I'm not sure what it's for, but I think it's pretty cool. Check it out.
We're living in a world and society where people are starting to see differently and starting to understand that, you know, we are just as strong and just as smart and just as savvy and just as businesslike as any other male in this world. And we always have been. And now it's time to really show up and tell our story the way it should be told.
All right, do you know who that is?
That's Serena Williams.
Serena Williams. Okay, so that's a pretty cool ad. It's kind of like something that the message I like that you hear, right?
Yeah, she's probably really famous because she made it to the Super Bowl, I guess.
Yeah, she's on an ad that's going to be at the Super Bowl, that's for sure. And she was talking about how women can do everything that men can do and they should be broadcasting mm-hmm. that way. That was kind of neat. I think that's neat. Okay, check this out. Some more musical stuff. So there's still musical elements to the Super Bowl ad. So here's one that you can compare to the old Britney Spears ad. Let's see.
Flamin' Hot Nacho. They made the original hot, hot, hot.
I want it that
ooh, hot stuff all over my nachos, walking like a taco, driving over potholes, hotter than a pot roast, fingers on my hot chips, red handed, come on, man, I'ma need some chopsticks, probably the house, and I'ma need another outfit, fly it in a maggot on the water side.
Okay, do you know either of the people in that video?
No.
So that's a musical video, so it's kind of like how Britney Spears did a musical video.
Yeah.
But there's not much product in there. It's a Doritos ad, right?
Yeah.
It's Chance the Rapper. I don't know who that is, but I do know the Backstreet Boys. You don't know the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, I knew the Backstreet Boys.
Okay, but you don't know Chance the Rapper?
I didn't recognize them.
All right. So that's how similar or different is that than the Britney video to you?
That's not. It's kind of similar.
Yeah, there's over time, there's been a lot of musical performers that mm-hmm. have done commercials like that in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So that's something I'd watch out for. All right, let's do one more. Here we go.
Right now, companies everywhere are choosing celebrity endorsers for their big game ad. Millions will be paid, just like any other year. But what if it wasn't? What if a few of those celebrity paychecks got set aside to help unfamous people? What if this year, in some way, it was about the rest of us?
So what do you think of that one? That's kind of serious, right?
It was something I kind of feel like we should do, too, because they're always putting the celebrities first. And no one else gets a chance that, like, on the TV, like the celebrities do.
Yeah, so it was actually a Kia commercial, but I don't think it ever mentioned what it was a commercial for, right?
No.
So that's an interesting point, right? Because after that whole commercial, you don't even really know what the ad is for.
Yeah.
And there's really no pictures of Kias or anything. It's a little kid's face and a little kid speaking about what if someone else got a little bit taste of celebrity, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting because some people might say, well, I didn't like that ad because I don't even know what it's for. But you're saying you really like the message, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I could connect to the message.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it. Cool. So you don't like the football, but what about the ads?
I like the ads.
Okay, what was your, of the new ads versus the old ads, what ad that we talked about or listened to did you like the best?
Serena Williams.
Serena Williams? How come?
That's the person that I know the best out of everyone that was on the commercials. So I know what she was talking about and I kind of understand it.
Okay, cool. So yeah, it's always nice to have a person to identify with on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're all geared up for the commercials now?
Yeah.
Okay, so not so much the game, but the commercials that you're into. All right, cool. Lastly, did you know that halftime of the Super Bowl, the artist that performs, that's a big deal?
I know.
You did know that?
Yeah.
Have you watched the Super Bowl halftime before?
Yeah.
You do remember that?
I don't know who's performing this year.
This year it's Maroon 5.
No fair. I want to go.
You want to go?
Yeah.
You like Maroon 5?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, we'll get to it. Yeah, so the halftime show is typically like some of the biggest current stars of music perform. Yeah. Not only do they perform for like 15 minutes straight. All their songs, blah, 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 right?
It's just like going to a concert, but a little bit shorter.
Yeah, just a shorter version of a concert, okay? So I wanted to take you through and get you geared up for the halftime show. Like I said, Maroon 5 is going to be performing. That's not without a little bit of controversy, but we won't talk about that. So Maroon 5 is going to be there this year. So let's see through time who's performed at the Super Bowl. And you tell me if you know who these people are and if you would like to see them, okay? Okay, here's the first one. This is from 1993. All right, did you recognize that guy?
Michael Jackson.
So you know Michael Jackson. So So what do you think of his performance?
He was good, but I wouldn't want to see him because I don't know him that well. I just know his name and how big of a pop star he is.
Okay. Well, that was in 1993. There probably wasn't a bigger performer than Michael Jackson. Maybe for a lot of the 90s. Mm-hmm. So him performing at the Super Bowl is actually really, really interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. So you could see it's like mega stars that perform at the Super Bowl. Okay, let's do another one. I don't even know if you know who this is, but tell me if you do, okay? Don't read it. You know who that is?
No.
You don't know who that is?
No.
Through the screams, you couldn't hear it? Those people were really excited about it, huh?
Yeah.
U2. The group's name is U2. One of the biggest bands. They're still going today.
They are?
Yeah, you should listen to them. You don't recognize the song either?
Mm-mm.
Oh my goodness. I've not done my job.
No.
All right, so U2. So obviously, U2 isn't on your top list, huh?
No.
Okay, cool. All right, we're going to keep going, all right? So let's go with...
I know who performed last year.
Hold on 1 second. We'll get there. All right, so this is another one I think you'll like, okay? Ready?
Right, ready now.
We're fast forward.
I already know.
So Vivi's dancing, so you know this one.
Bruno Mars.
Well, who?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, right? Yep, he was good. I would say. So that was in 2014. That seems like it was more recent than that.
Yeah.
He was really, really good. He was very good. So you'd listen, you'd go to see him?
I think this is last year. I know who this is already.
You already know who this is? Okay, let's play and see how she... Do you remember anything about watching? So Vivi sees Lady Gaga on my screen.
Yes.
This is from, I believe, this is from 2017. So no, not last year. Last year was Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let's play some of Lady Gaga. Oh. Stay with me. Yeah, she was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she put on a good show. I think I remember when she was on stage, she started, like, on the top of the stadium or something.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And actually, in 1993, the Michael Jackson bit that we saw, he started on top of the stadium, too.
He did?
Well, he, a body double of his, started on the top of the scoreboard on each side of the stadium.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as you can see, the game, the Super Bowl game, isn't just football, right?
Yeah, it's not.
It's commercials. It's huge stars performing at halftime. Mm-hmm. So are you more excited now?
Yeah.
How much? If you're zero excited for Sunday to watch the game, what do you know?
That much.
That much?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, wait, more than you were.
Who's performing this year?
Who's Maroon 5?
Maroon 5. Oh, yeah.
So, Adam Levine. You think he'll be good?
Yeah.
So, what's your bet? Does he start on top of the stadium, you think?
Maybe.
Except that might be hard because it's a dome.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, lastly, Vivi. So, okay. So, we're really excited now, okay? And I'm glad you are because we are watching the game. I can't wait for the football. And you can't wait for the commercials or in the halftime show.
I can't wait for the halftime show.
The halftime show, right? Okay. So, there's only one thing left to do.
What?
What's your prediction for the game? Rams versus Patriots. What's the score and the winner?
I don't want Patriots to win, but I don't want Patriots to win, but I think they're gonna win.
Okay, so what do you think the Patriots win? What was the score?
34-28
Patriots? Okay. Who do you think is gonna be the best player in the game?
Tom Brady,
okay. Who do you think is the second best player?
I don't know.
You don't know any other players. All right. Well, I'm going to go with you and say I think the Patriots will win. I'm going to go with 24-21. Deal?
Yeah.
All right. So if I get a closer score, what do you owe me?
Zero.
All right. And if you get a closer score, what do I owe you?
$5. Yeah.
All right. Bet. Deal. Shook hands. The people heard it. All right. Well, thank you for everybody for joining the Daddy
Daughter
Dance. She won't believe.